The universe appears to be 13.8 billion years old. Earth is like 4.5 billion years old. In another 500 million years or so, the sun will expand and probably evaporate the oceans and make life impossible on Earth. Which means that if it had taken consciousness 10% longer to evolve, it would never have evolved at all. It's 10% longer. Look again at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer. Every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam. And I wonder how many dead one-planet civilizations there are out there in the cosmos that never made it to the other planet and ultimately extinguished themselves or were destroyed by external factors. Probably a few. It's only just possible to travel to Mars, just barely. If G was 10% more, wouldn't work, really.
What we have here is a very, very rare situation.
If humanity doesn't land on Mars in my lifetime, I'd be really disappointed.
Only a handful of people went to the moon. And yet, actually, we all went to the moon. We went with them vicariously. We shared in that adventure. I don't think anyone would say that was a bad idea. That was great.
If there are two futures, and one future is we're out there among the stars, and the things we read about and see in science fiction movies, the good ones, are true. We have these starships, and we're going to see what other planets are like, and we're a multi-planet species, and the scope and scale of consciousness is expanded across many civilizations and many planets and many star systems. This is a great future. This is a wonderful thing to me, and that's what we should strive for.
So there are so many desperate things happening on the planet now, so you should be solving what's here and now.
There are a lot of negative things in the world. There's a lot of terrible things that are happening all the time. Life cannot just be about solving one miserable problem after another. That can't be the only thing. There need to be things that inspire you, that make you glad to wake up in the morning and be part of humanity. That's why we did this.
If we don't succeed, then we'll be suddenly pointed to as a reason why people shouldn't even try.
Earth is the cradle of humanity, but you cannot stay in the cradle forever. It is time to go forth, become a star-faring civilization, be out there among the stars, expand the scope and scale of human consciousness. I find that incredibly exciting. That makes me glad to be alive. I hope you feel the same way.